You know what we like to do, at least once a month, we invite Colonel Milstead, the director of Arizona DPS in studio. Colonel Milstead, happy Friday to you.
Yeah, thank you. And I know we're out of sync on our schedule this time around, but I appreciate you guys taking the time and the opportunity so we could be in here with you today.
We enjoy having you in, and we learn a lot when you're in here. And actually, it was this last visit, Pamela, that we learned some pretty fantastic stories.
Yeah, we'll get into like telling stories. And I really value the stories that you can tell us. And you can share with us what's happening in law enforcement around the entire state of Arizona. Things that most people don't get the chance to hear.
Yeah.
And you shared a story with us. And I think it all started with me asking you, how long have you been in law enforcement?
Yeah, and it's troubling, but this is year 34.
34 years.
Okay, yes. So Colonel Frank Milstead has been in law enforcement for 34 years. And sir, how many times have you had to fire your weapon?
Never.
Okay.
Other than at the range practice.
Sure.
Never in the line of duty.
Got it.
And then you started to share a story with us of a trooper, a relatively new trooper on your force, who has had to use his weapons a couple of times to protect the people of Arizona, Trooper Diaz. And I said, we got to get this guy on. I
got to
talk to
him.
Guess what, folks? Guess what? Trooper Diaz is with us right now. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here.
You know what? You can thank us later for getting to hang out with the boss. You know, we're doing that. But seriously, when Colonel Milstead talked about you, by the way, you should know he was bragging about you.
Rightfully so.
He was using you as an example of not only of the danger that the men and women of Arizona DPS face, but how they respond and how they react to it, and that. After only being, how long have you been a trooper now?
For about a year and 6 months.
And 6 months. You've been involved in some pretty high profile incidents. Incidents where you, I don't think it's exaggerating, you put your life on the line to help others and to save the citizens.
And recently when we had Colonel Milstead, and he was talking about a quartzite incident. There was there was an arsonist who had set some structures on fire. Mm-hmm. And then a shootout ensued in the desert in the middle of the night. And you were one of the troopers responding. Tell us about that night and what all happened.
Well, we had a call of a subject that turned some structures on fire and actually pulled a gun on one of the homeowners. We responded. We found out where he was at because it was pinged right there. We approached him and pretty much we didn't know where he was at. He just ambushed us and started firing on us with a high-powered rifle. And
he was literally like created a, I'm going to use the term, a sniper's nest. He had a den in a little spot in the desert that he was lying down with weapons, trying to lure you into a trap.
Yes, and he did. I mean, he was trying to take as much as officers as he can, and he fired a couple of rounds and struck one of the officers. He took two rounds, rifle rounds, in the leg, and you know, our training, that's what they train us for. You know, it just kicks in just pretty much like auto. I don't want to say auto, you know.
Right.
Yeah, muscle memory. It's muscle memory. Yeah.
And what I did, I returned fire, you know, suppressing fire. So the other trooper, McDonald, he's been involved in another shooting about a month prior to my shooting at the Mile Post 52. He automatically goes in there and, you know, he puts a tourniquet on, and I started just laying
down
fire.
And you're laying down suppressing fire. This sounds like a military operation where you're laying down suppressing fire so the other officer can go and rescue the wounded officer, for goodness sakes. Yes.
This one sounded – I'm sorry, Colonel. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and this is the middle of the night just to set the stage. It's very, very dark. This guy that they're facing has a high-powered rifle with a laser sight, and he's wearing night vision goggles so he can see the officers that cannot see him.
All right, so we've got that. That's the most recent one,
that's
is that correct? Okay,
one, yes.
Good. Let's keep it like just that being the last one, shall we?
Yes.
But prior to that, there was another situation where you were in pursuit of somebody who had attempted murder. Is that correct?
That is correct. Because what I do at the I-10, I mean, I'm sure you guys probably know. There's a lot of. It's a corridor for drugs. I mean, there's a lot of
I-10 from Phoenix to the California border west.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I do as well, I do interdictions and stuff like that as well. So interdictions is trying to intercept drugs, you know, stuff like that, yeah. You know, for illegal.
Suspicious vehicles, yes. Suspicious people.
And I saw him, and I started, you know, following him, and he was speeding, so that was, you know, I pulled him over and interacted with him, and that's when dispatch told me that, you know, it was
Came back and
yeah,
said,
so oh,
okay, whoa, let's just stop there a second. You get that call from dispatch.
Yes.
What does that do to your mind, your body at that point in time?
Well, to be honest, they train us. Like I said, I've come from I used to work for the sheriff's department. And here they trained you. I mean, it's all training. It's okay. Training and okay. Training, and that's what helps you out. So
good.
You always you're always thinking of what could happen. So there's nothing that's normal.
You're prepared for you're prepared for the abnormal.
Yes. So
prepare for the worst.
Mm-hmm. Prepare for the worst all the time. So yeah. I pulled him over he was a murder suspect. So
wow.
He took off and I started chasing him. He jumped out and I at that time as well, I thought he was going to shoot at me because he did act like if he wanted to shoot at me, he jumped out of the middle of the freeway, you know, the highway. And,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And I had my weapon out and ready to return fire, but he jumped back in and he tried to, you know, get away from me and he went wrong way and hit a...
Drove head-on into traffic. Yes. Oh, for God's
sake. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we are talking to Trooper Diaz with DPS, as well as we've got Colonel Frank Milstead, the director of DPS, in studio. Trooper Diaz is here because his short time with the department there, about a year and a half, he's been involved in not one, not two, but three. We haven't even gotten to the third one yet. Shootings and protecting a really busy corridor on the I-10 there between Phoenix and California. And Colonel Milstead was sharing with us about how that has become dangerous. It's become, you know, drug smuggling, human smuggling. And so Trooper Diaz is seeing so much of that firsthand. And, well, you may have this image of officers in whatever, whether it is a sheriff's department, a police department, or within DPS that, you know what, they're involved in shootouts all the time. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's atypical. And to have an individual who has been involved with so many in such a short period of time, we wanted to get his stories. We want to continue to get his stories.
We're not done with you. You guys, well, all sit tight. I like Colonel Milstead barely getting a word in edgewise today. Kind of like that in and of itself. With us right now, the director of the Arizona DPS, that is Colonel Frank Milstead, and Trooper Diaz, recently named Trooper of the Year, by the way.
All right. Nice.
Bringing in the heavy hitters here. And Trooper Diaz is telling us about some of the incredibly dangerous, the types of things I think, honestly, I think it's what people think police officers are like. We know that law enforcement in general, that, you know, every day is not an episode of Starsky and Hutch. You know, it's not sliding over the roof of the car and shootouts and high speed chases. Are you lucky or unlucky that your life appears to be like that? That you keep these things are happening in your area, in your jurisdiction, for lack of a better term.
It's part of the job. I mean, that's what we signed up for, and that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, you do an amazing job of it, and we're awful thankful. And one of the things, and you mentioned this off here, and I want to bring it out there. What is different? What is different? And again, I'll use the I-10 corridor. If those of you are familiar, you're driving west out of Phoenix, you're heading towards California. You may meet Trooper Diaz along the way, or at least see him sitting on the side of I-10 with somebody else. But what is different from, for example, when Colonel Milstead's generation was coming up like that?
Well, the difference is now, I mean, there's a big movement now. I mean, a lot of people, to be honest, the media portrays us as, you know, sometimes crooked, you know, police officers, or, you know, that we're just out there, you know, just being mean, trying to abuse it and stuff like that.
Do most people treat you with respect on the side of the road, is it a different?
Since I get both.
Okay. Sure.
Now the people, I mean, we have a lot of support. I go to the store sometimes and they ask, hey, can I buy you lunch?
Oh,
you
nice.
You know, can I buy you lunch? Or, you know, thank you for what you do. And that really means a lot to us. But at the same time, I have been on traffic stops and cars pass by and yell stuff at me that
really?
I can't say, you know, on the radio. But, you know, you get people that are hostile sometimes.
Sure.
They just get, you know, upset and tell you, you know, you're just abusing this and, you know, stuff like that. But again, that's part of the territory. I mean, like I said, you know, I grew up in an area where it was, you know, gang influence. I had a lot of, you know, I've seen my fair share of gang violence, you know, my fair share of drive-bys. I had friends that were, they got hit innocent, but, you know, they were innocent bystanders and got hit by stray bullets. But during that time, even the gang members at that time, when I grew up, talking about the, you know, 90s and 80s, they had some kind of respect towards law enforcement.
There was now, a code.
Yeah, there was, you know, even though knowing that they didn't like the police, there was a respect there. Now there's just no respect.
Exist.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Wow.
If you're just joining us right now, we are talking to Trooper Diaz, DPS Trooper of the Year, and Colonel Frank Milstead, the director of DPS. And Trooper Diaz, he's at the I-10 corridor, and I know a lot of people are going to be taking that freeway over the holiday weekend coming up. So Colonel Milstead, beyond just, you know, I'm a big proponent of being polite and being nice and whether or not you agree with someone, just having respect. So I think we should all have that for everyone. That includes law enforcement. That aside, help folks who are going to be traveling to places like San Diego or California over this long holiday weekend on that corridor there.
Yeah, absolutely. So the big deal is be prepared, have food and water with you in case you do get stuck in traffic. Stay out of the left lane unless you're passing. Try to let people continue to go by. Camp in the woods. Don't camp in the left lane. And just give each other a little time and a little respect, and everybody gets there safely. And our fatals are up 25% from last year. We've already had 140 people killed on Arizona highways this year.
Be safe.
So it's just be safe, be courteous.
You be safe out there, and yeah. Trooper Diaz, you stay safe out there as well. Thank you so much for making the drive in from Yuma today.
Thank you.
To be with us on the air and share your story. We appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Good luck on the freeways this weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you both for having us.
You guys be smart out there.
Pleasure's ours.